Okay, sure, certainly. Please start the recording and I'll start roll call. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee on the Fiscal Year 18 Budget with ALAC Members webinar held on Monday, 26th of September 2016 at 1500 UTC. We'll not be doing a roll call as it's a webinar, but if I could please remind all participants on the phone bridge as well as computer to mute your speakers and microphones as well as state your name when speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channels. We have English, Spanish and French interpretations. Thank you for joining. And I'll now turn it back over to Ellen Greenberg, the chair of ALAC Subcommittee on Finance and Budget. Thank you very much. Over to you, Ellen.
Thank you very much. This is a call, as you know, we're just barely into fiscal year 17, and this is now the first call for the Finance and Budget Subcommittee on planning for fiscal year 18. The process is close to a nine-month process, so we are well into that right now, or at least from staff point of view, we're well into it, and we will soon be well into it. So I'll turn, without any more discussion or prelude, I will turn the call over to Xavier to tell us about what's going on with fiscal year 18 budgets and specifically with regard to the PTI aspects of it.
Thank you, Alan. This is Xavier Calvez. Bonjour, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to host us during this call. We welcome very much the opportunity to be able to bring you in the planning process and receive your input into this planning process. Your participation into it is fundamental and very important, and we want to make sure that we have the opportunity to help you participate into the planning process of ICANN, and I'm hoping that we will be able in the future to continue interacting directly with this group whose focus on the finance and budget aspect of ICANN is very welcome. So thank you again for your participation, for your interest, and I will hand it over to Taryn Presley, our Senior Manager of Planning and Analysis, to start the presentation on our fiscal year 18 planning process. Taryn?
Thank you, Xavier. Again, this is Taryn Presley. Our agenda today is, first we'll have an introduction, and it'll be an introduction to the planning process, including ICANN's planning cycle, the documents that we publish, ICANN's management systems, the lessons we've learned from last year's process, and new features to the process. Then we'll go into a planning structure, which includes ICANN's financial reporting structure and details on the PTI and its relationship to ICANN. We'll then go into the current status and planning needs. As Alan mentioned, we're well into the process from a staff perspective, and we'll discuss some ways that the community can participate in the process. We'll then present the planning process schedule with proposed key dates, and we'll end with an interactive discussion on what's been presented, as well as other topics related to the planning process. So with that, I'll pass it on to Leo for the introduction.
Thank you very much, Taryn. This is Leo Vigoda, and I'm going to start by introducing the team. We have a bunch of people on the team. Xavier is the project sponsor. Becky is the project owner. The calendar and schedule is managed by Jessica. I look after the operating plan, and Taryn and Kirsten make the budget happen. Xavier, Becky, and Taryn are in the left-hand column of pictures. We've put them in the left-hand column because they will be present at the ICANN 57 meeting in Hyderabad, and we wanted to make sure that you could recognize them at that meeting so that if you have any questions, you're able to engage them in conversation. Not all of us will be at the meeting, but we've included our pictures as well. So we have a highly structured process for the planning process. There's the vision and mission, which leads into the strategic plan. And the strategic plan is there to define the objectives and goals that we are meant to achieve over a five-year period ending in 2020. In order to operationalize those goals, we have a five-year operating plan, which is reviewed and updated each year, and that describes the broad categories of work. It has them phased out over the five-year period. It also identifies performance indicators, key performance indicators, and dependencies. Within each annual review, we develop an operating plan and budget, and the operating plan and budget has a lot more detail and also has costings. As we go through the year, we report on progress against the fiscal year plans. We report at ICANN meetings, webinars, using the dashboards and the portfolio management system on the website and more. So we've got quite a lot of documents. We've got the five-year operating plan, the fiscal year operating plan. We also provide a budget breakdown by portfolio and a budget breakdown by project. And last year we introduced a new feature, which is additional detail on the top 15 projects. So we've been trying to provide all the information that the community could need in order to review and contribute to the development of this budget. Now, I mentioned that we have a strategic plan and we have operating plans, and there is a management system which is essentially we have five strategic objectives and 16 strategic goals, which are subdivisions of those five objectives. Within those strategic goals, there are 63 portfolios of work. And those portfolios of work last year had more than 340 projects between them. So that's a lot of work to go through. And that's why we have been publishing at the level of detail that we've been publishing, mostly the portfolio level with just some detail on those top 15 projects, because otherwise our 200-page documents would become 500-page documents, and that would perhaps be unmanageable. So at the end of each year, we do a lessons learned analysis, and because we are constrained for time, I'm not going to go through this in detail, but I want to point out that we made some improvements in the development of the FY17 plan, including a longer public comment period to allow the community to provide more detailed and thorough analysis because they had more time to work on it. We have identified that there are significant areas for us to improve on. We also want to make sure that we involve a wider group of participants in the process. So if you go and look at the last item in the column on the right with the orange header, that really is a key area for us to improve in. We want more people to be involved in this, because obviously this is fundamental to the transparency of the organization. So at this point, I'm going to hand over to Xavier, who will talk about new features in the process for the development of FY18.
Thank you, Leo. So the main changes in the FY18 plan versus the FY17 plan, which was approved by the board last June, is the introduction of the PTI, which is the entity that was created as a result of the CWG recommendation for the transition. It is the entity that will contain the resources dedicated to the IANA functions and that will host basically the overall activities pertaining to the IANA functions. It is not a change of activity for the IANA functions. These functions remain exactly the same. They are now simply hosted inside a specific legal entity that is entirely under the control of ICANN. And ICANN provides resources to this entity to ensure that it can perform at the same level of performance the IANA functions. So this entity is something that is new, and the organization has now organized the planning of it in a slightly separate planning cycle, which starts earlier in the year in order to ensure the recommendation or proposal from the CWG that this process is completed in advance of the ICANN process can happen. So Alan was indicating earlier that the ICANN process of planning takes 9 months. It did, and now it will really take 12 months out of the year. We're even thinking that sometimes it may start before the end of the previous fiscal year. So we have already started planning for the activities of the IANA functions. We will soon provide an operating plan and budget draft for public comments, and we will see the timeline for this later in this presentation. In addition, we are also planning on introducing, as part of this FY18 planning process, the notion of the caretaker budget, which is an additional information that results from one of the community powers that has been included in the recommendation from the CCWG on accountability. One of the powers that is including, or the two powers that are included in this list of powers for the community, is the ability to veto the strategic plan and the budget of ICANN should there be anything in these plans that are the subject of a consensus from the community that they should not happen or should not happen as planned. When that occurs, then for the veto to be resolved, it takes a certain amount of time, and that veto will be the subject of a lot of discussions between community and the organization to be able to resolve it. While this happens, ICANN will operate under what is called a caretaker budget, which is a budget that allows the organization to continue working, but without having an approved, a board-approved budget in place. We will explain this further in the documents that will be produced for public comments, as well as during the upcoming webinars and meetings at ICANN meetings. Next. Next. On this diagram, you have a graphic representation of the various elements that make up our overall financial reporting, both for the budget as well as when we report financial statements for historical transactions. I will go very quick over this. On the left side in blue, you have all the elements of the ICANN operations. with the funding, which is our source of income, to pay for our expenses. And then in blue, you have the baseline and multi-year project expenses, as well as the initiatives. In the baseline and multi-year project, you can see we've indicated where the PTI finds itself right now. And these operations are supported by both the operating fund, which is basically the cash on hand for ICANN, and the research fund. I think there's someone who's not on mute. If you want to put yourself on mute, please. Thank you. On the right-hand side, we have a very separate financial statements for the new GTLD program, which, as many of you know, has its own source of funding and separate expenses very specific to the program, and is supported by the new GTLD funds, which are the application fees that have been paid by the applicants to support the expenses relative to the evaluation. And the total of those two parts, the blue part on the left and the orange part on the right, make up the entirety of ICANN. Next. Thank you. We have already spoken about the PTI. There's a bit more information here on the PTI. I will let everyone read through this information, but it's basically a lot of what we've already said. There's simply a link here at the bottom of the slide that lets you be able to refer to our website to have more information on the PTI. I will then hand it over to Becky, who will provide the an overview of the current status and planning needs for our process.
Thank you, Xavier. For the record, this is Becky Nash, ICANN staff. On this slide, I'm going to give you an update of the current status of the planning process. We are underway for the FY18 planning process, and we started with the development of PTI operating plan and budget, along with consultations with the community as it relates to the timeline that we'll show you for the entire planning process for all of ICANN. As a note, the PTI FY18 operating plan and budget draft will be ready by the 30th of September, and this is 9 months before the start of the fiscal year, which is July 1st, 2017, and this is in line with the CWG proposal. This next slide, we'd like to present the planning needs as it relates to community input. We will use ICANN's public comment process to engage with all of the multi-stakeholder communities during the development of both the PTI and all of ICANN's FY18 operating plans and budgets. This process includes consultations on the planning process and calendar, which is webinars that we've held along with this meeting today. We will be posting the draft for public comment of the FY18 operating plan and budget. We will engage with the multi-stakeholder community at both ICANN meetings during the planning process. We plan on holding calls with the community after public comments are submitted to better understand them, a process we've done for the last 2 years. And finally, we will publish a report on public comments responding to the detailed comments that we anticipate from the community. Next slide. We're going to now cover the schedule and key dates. On this next slide, this is an overview of the proposed FY18 planning calendar. This calendar includes all of the key dates for the ICANN FY18 operating plan and budget, the PTI operating plan and budget, along with the SO and AC additional budget request submissions. And those are noted at the bottom where ICANN is in blue and PTI is in orange, and the additional budget requests for SO and ACs are in green. So looking at this calendar, there is on the upper left-hand side a green bar, which is indicates the end of September. So the submission of the draft to PTI board and the ICANN BFC is informed, is intended to be on 30th of September. And again, we've highlighted that this is 9 months before the beginning of the fiscal year as proposed by the CWG. We are also anticipating in early October to have the public comment period for PTI's FY18 operating plan and budget draft document. Then as we move into November, you can see that we actually flip over to the blue community consultation on the budget assumptions, which will be held at ICANN 57. And that is the start of the ICANN planning process. And then in December and through the end of January, we go back through on the PTI process, where we will be holding the community calls for the PTI draft operating plan and budget, and responses to that will take place, and then by the end of January we're anticipating the adoption by the PTI board and the ICANN board for PTI's FY18 planning process. The remainder of the activities are then related to ICANN, along with the additional budget requests for the SO and ACs. We've indicated a public comment period noted at the beginning of March, community calls in the beginning of May, and that's also when the SO and AC additional budget request submissions are intended to be adopted, end of May, and then the final step in June is the adoption by the ICANN board of the FY18 operating plan and budget. On the next slide, we've highlighted in text key dates related to this process. Here, we've just highlighted key dates for the community public comment period on the draft PTI, indicated as October 16th through November 30th. And then, as noted on the previous slide, we have the community consultation on the ICANN budget assumptions, which will take place at ICANN 57. And then the next set of dates, we have here the calls with the community on the PTI draft operating plan and budget. And then we'd just like to highlight that in mid-December, we have the start of the SO and AC additional budget request submission process. 30th of January, we're anticipating the PTI operating plan and budget to be adopted. And then the next step there is the public comment period on the draft ICANN FY18 operating plan and budget. After the public comment period, we will have calls with the community, anticipated May 1st through 5th. May 15th is when ICANN board adopts the SO and AC additional budget requests. And then the final step here is the 24th of June is when we anticipate the ICANN FY18 operating plan and budget to be adopted by ICANN's board. This next section is when I'm going to turn this over to Taryn and proceed on to Q&A.
Thank you, Becky. So this concludes our presentation. Now we would like to open the floor to questions or comments from ALAC. We are especially looking forward to your comments on how we can improve the process for the community, and that would include anywhere from the documents that we publish to our staff's engagement with the community on the process. And something that we are particularly focused on this year is engaging new members into the process. So with that, we open the floor to questions and comments.
Karen, can you, it's Alan Greenberg speaking. Can you tell me what you mean by new members?
Well, in the past few years, we've seen a lot of growth in the community being participating in the operating plan and budget process, but we realize that it's really a small percentage of the community, and we would like to be able to reach out to the broader community, and we're seeking ways and ideas from people who have participated in the past to be able to engage new members.
Ah, okay, thank you. We have a question from Tijani.
Okay. Thank you very much for this presentation. If you go back to slide number 11, as you said, Xavier, now the budget will be set in two. Some parts are more or less the main budget operational, which will not perhaps be challenged by the community, and another part, which is the initiatives that can be challenged. So this part that you called, I don't know what is the exact name. Is it exactly the baseline multi-year project expenses?
So thank you, Tijani. This is Xavier Calvez. The baseline multi-year and project expenses is basically all the operational expenses of ICANN, and it will actually be easier defined by saying what is in the initiative box, which is the only thing that's not in the overall baseline operations of ICANN. And this year, we will need to figure out in FY18 what will be included in this box, but this year, in FY17, for comparison, the only thing that is included in this box is the INS stewardship transition costs. That includes notably all the actual implementation expenses relative to the transition, as well as the work stream 2 on accountability and the expenses associated with that process. So these are the INS stewardship transition is the only thing that is currently expected to be included in the initiatives, and all the rest of the operations of ICANN are in that baseline and multi-year project expense box. Does that help your question to Jenny?
Yes, it is only to it is more something to stimulate the discussion, because as you know, the CCWG decided that one of the powers of the community will be to veto the budget. And after a long discussion, we decided that the part of the budget that will be perhaps vetoed will not be the entire budget, but a part of it. I think it is the initiative, isn't it?
Thank you, Tijani. This is Xavier Calvez. I believe the veto, the community power of the veto, can apply to anything in the ICANN budget, irrespective of which part it corresponds to. So it could be about the funding, it could be about any operating expense, it could be about any project, in effect. The veto does not have any limitation in scope. However, once a veto is put in place, once a veto has been approved by the community, then the issue that triggered the veto needs to be resolved. And during that, the period of time during which the veto or the subject of the veto is being resolved, then the caretaker budget will kick in for a number of days or weeks during which the veto will be worked on. And that caretaker budget will have less activities, a smaller fraction of activities, than the overall budget of ICANN during that short period of time. There will be a certain part of the submitted ICANN budget that will be held back, that will be frozen during the veto period. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else? Either everyone is asleep or you've done a really good job of explaining things.
I see that we have a question in the chat pod regarding the SONAC budget request. So if I may, I can respond to
yes,
that.
Yes, please do. Go ahead.
The question is relating to, let me see if I can scroll back to get the actual question. It's from Judith Hellerstein, and it says, when does the special budget process start? So the SONA additional budget request, as you know, is a special portion of the budget that we set aside for our SONACs to request funding for certain activities. The process is going to begin mid-December with an email out to our SONACs letting them know that the process is open, and we'll be sending out or we'll be posting the application forms and our guidelines and the normal documents to our community wiki. We've made not too many changes to the process. Again, it's starting mid-December and will run through mid-February. A couple of things that we have not changed in the process but tried to improve in the process is we've received feedback that our SOs and ACs need more guidance on what they should be applying for and then who on staff to engage when they're ready to plan their activities. So we'll be including more information on that when we send out the kickoff emails, and the documents will include specific guidelines or input on what is eligible as well as how to implement the requests. So I hope that answers the question there.
Thank you very much. Judith, you have your hand up. Is that a separate thing, or do you want to follow up?
No. This is Judith Housing for the record. Thanks. That's very helpful. I was also looking, because I joined first on the phone, so I missed a bunch. What you classified the top 15 projects in the budget. What are you talking about when you say top 15? Is it ones that you've decided, or is it some other projects that are, like, decided some other place? And I was wondering if you can explain about that.
Thank you, Judith. So the top 15 projects, we started this process last year based on community feedback. And for right now, we are including the top 15 projects in order of budgeted amount. And so we would like to get feedback from the community on whether we should keep doing this if the additional information is useful to the community. And if so, should we keep, should we continue with identifying the top 15 in terms of the amount, or should there be other criteria? So we would love to get feedback from ALEC on that document that we publish, and I'll let the other staff members on the call make a comment on this as well if they have anything.
Taryn, this is Xavier, if I may.
Sure.
Thank you. Just to provide a bit of additional background to what Taryn already said, you may know that we produce about 300 to 400 projects every year, and that's a lot of information. However, certain projects are larger than others, and we have received community input in the past that the largest projects are not necessarily always very clear as to what they contain. And therefore, we have suggested last year to select the largest of those projects by amount and provide additional information on those projects so that what is included in it is more clear and includes more information than the standard information that we provide for every single project. So it's because they were larger and that there was not a lot of or enough visibility and understanding as to what they contain, that we have selected the larger ones and have added information relative to those specific 15 projects. There's no magic number to 15. It's simply trying to take the most significant ones with a reasonable amount of work associated with producing that information to be able to help the understanding of those specific projects. Thank you.
Cheryl? Cheryl, not hearing you yet.
It would always help if I took the mute button off, Alan.
Okay.
It's Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record, now unmuted. I'm sorry, it's 1:45 in the morning, so I can be perhaps forgiven for not remembering I hadn't unmuted. The couple of things I wanted to say. First of all, thanks to Xavier and his staff for particularly making the very new part of the PTI budget very, very clear. I know Xavier's put up with an awful lot from me and Olivia and Alan in the development of that with Chuck Holmes and a few others, but it really is quite well articulated, so I think the community will appreciate that. And secondly, just in response to what you were saying to Judith, I think that greater depth and ability to analyse on those more expensive projects will be very much appreciated by all facets of the community based on what I've been listening to over the years. But why I wanted to raise my hand was perhaps to say for the record a couple of things that you've no doubt already thought of, but it had to do with the looking for greater engagement. A couple of opportunities strikes me as possible, particularly when I look at the unfriendliness of this particular webinar time for my region in Asia Pacific, although Carly is on the phone and I'm here. Are you going to do these webinars and outreach and interactions through the hubs? Because obviously APAC Hub has another opportunity for outreach and engagement that is not ALAC but has a number of ALAC and at large people involved in it. And also, of course, the RALO calls. I know we have excellent numbers of people attending at the moment, for example, our AP RALO calls, which runs about, I think, at 500 or 600 UTC. And that might be an opportunity for a short version presentation specific to get feedback from the regional people. No doubt you've already got that in train, but I just didn't want to leave it unsaid. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Any answers or comments?
Yes, please, Alan. This is Xavier Calvez.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. And thank you, Cheryl, for this comment. We're very, very aware of the situation that you're describing, which is obviously that the time zones across the world are challenging to accommodate equivalently. So we have held this specific webinar with this presentation twice in the past couple weeks, and we have provided one of the two sessions at a time that is a little bit more friendly for the Asia-Pacific region. It was at I think 12 a.m. UTC or 1 a.m. UTC, so that it can accommodate people in the APAC region. And I recognize it's just one time that we've done that out of these two sessions. And the attendance was relatively low because of that. But nonetheless, we will continue to try to offer times that cover the various broad time zones. You mentioned the APAC hub of ICANN. We actually don't have anyone specifically based from this team based in the hub. However, this is why we've tried to have calls happening at different times. So we will continue to have these calls scheduled at different times to allow everyone in the various time zones to be able to participate. And thank you for reminding us. This is something we need to be very conscious of all the time. So I think that multiplying the number of calls across the time zones is obviously one thing that we've been doing a bit of and that we'll try to continue doing more of so that we can accommodate that. But certainly your input on additional approaches to help mitigate that issue is very much welcome.
Thank you very much. I put myself in the queue. It's Alan Greenberg speaking. Follow up on Judith's question on the special ACSO budget requests. For 2 years running now, we have gotten responses back which, to be blunt, don't make any sense, either in their wording or they misunderstood the request or something. Is there some way we can add something into the loop that we get to see those and comment on them before they become the official public, official response?
Thank you, Alan. This is Taryn Presley. Thank you for that feedback. We actually have received feedback from other community members on that same topic. And what we've done last year during the Marrakesh meeting was give opportunity to the community to meet with members of staff regarding those requests. And so the timing of the process is no mistake. We would like to be able to, after the applications are completed and submitted, be able to sit with community members and understand the requests more clearly so that we can provide more adequate responses. So I think it's safe to say that we will do the same during the meeting coming this March. Or is it February? I believe it's still March. So we will take that under advisement and be sure that we include that into the process.
Okay. Thank you. Some of these issues in at least one of the cases were raised in that discussion that was held face-to-face, and it didn't result in a change in this outcome. So there still needs to be some tweaking done to the process, but we look forward to it working better this year. Thank you. Anyone else? We still have a bit of time left in the meeting, but we will gladly end early and give everyone back 10 minutes if there's no other questions. One last call. No hands. No
Alan,
voice.
I believe that Cheryl has a question in the chat.
All right. Alan, do the planned meetings for fiscal year 18 budget Xavier and his team are running clash with any with our key meetings? I don't have a clue. Good question. Heidi, do you have any idea?
Alan, it's Cheryl here. It's just I know that has been an issue in past times, and it can reflect our ability to get our community members old and craggy like you and I, let alone fresh and new like they're looking for at their outreach meetings, that's all.
Tijani either has the answer or another question. Tijani, go ahead.
It is a confirmation of what Cheryl just said. The last meeting of the community, the ad hoc group, I am an active member in this group, and I couldn't attend the last meeting because of time conflict. So this is a real issue, and we need to figure out. Xavier did something very good. He did something after the working hours. It was in Dublin, I think, and it worked very well. So if we can find something like this so that it will not clash with any of the other meetings. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure there is anything that doesn't clash with any meetings, but I presume our good friends on staff will note that. The ad hoc meetings have often clashed with things, so it has become an issue in the past anyway of do you skip something to attend it or do you not skip something to attend it, depending on how important the other thing is. It almost always clashes, though. I'm not quite sure how to fix that. Go ahead.
Alan, yeah, this is Heidi. I think if we could, if Gisela could work with Leo and see what best time we can find, that might work.
Yeah, certainly last time the request came out very, very late in the process. If I remember correctly, it was days before the meeting started.
Yeah, so we're just starting the agenda. So let's see if we can sort something out for a time that might not clash so much.
Thank you very much. Leo?
Hi, this is Xavier. I'm sitting with Leo, so I asked Leo to put his hand up. If I can try to address that comment, please, Alan.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Cheryl and Shijani are referring to the ad hoc working group meeting that we have now tried to have at every ICANN meeting since the Singapore meeting in 2015, in February 2015. And we had, when we initiated that meeting, polled a bit the usual participants to the planning process, among which Jenny is part of, and Cheryl as well. And we have identified that, to Alan's point, there was really no time or no day during an ICANN meeting that didn't have conflict. So we tried to identify a time that after hours, in quotes, therefore extending the working hours for everyone, to have this meeting happening. It has systematically been scheduled after 5 p.m., sometimes starting at 6 p.m. At the end of the day, and extending to either 9 or 10 or 11 p.m. And it's quite demanding for everyone, but that was the only option identified to be able to avoid conflicting with other important sessions. Having said that, it doesn't. There are still conflicts, of course, with maybe some conferences, some cocktails, some dinners, of course, that occur at that time. Our intent for Hyderabad is to have a similar time on the Friday that precedes the beginning of the meeting. I'm now trying to find the date in my mind. Someone can give me the date of the Friday that precedes the beginning of the meeting. At night, again, we are working with the meetings team to try to identify the time and location that can work, but it's on the Friday night, which corresponds, and you may know that the Hyderabad meeting is a meeting that doesn't start as usual on a Monday. It starts, I believe, on the Saturday. And the Friday night is the time where we would want to have this budget ad hoc meeting. As Alan said, it will conflict with other things for sure. There's no question about that. But we're hoping that it will conflict with as little amount of activities as possible so as to allow as many people as possible to attend. And just a reminder that this ad hoc working group is open to anyone who wants to participate. There's no restrictions, no membership, no conditions of any kind to participate. So please feel free if you are free. Thank you.
Thank you, Xavier. I believe Friday night conflicts with a dinner with Yaron for all chairs. That's ACSO chairs, ALAC, RALOS, GNSO constituency and stakeholder groups. I think that is Friday.
So, Alan, this is Heidi?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so that one starts around 7:30. The shuttles are going to leave around 7:15. And then for the ALAC, I believe that the late evening, the early evening, around 1800 or so, that's the ALAC meeting with the CCNSO.
Yeah, so depending on when you start, you're either excluding everyone or a significant number of key people if you're doing it on Friday night.
And just to thank you, that's useful feedback. We will take that into account.
Anybody else? Last call. We're 5 minutes before the end. Going once, going twice. I thank you all for participation, and if I could ask Cheryl to stay, Cheryl and Heidi to stay on the line to talk about visa issues.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. Thanks, everyone.